Heading into this hour's guest interview segment, joining me live over the phone today is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with our monthly update from Southern Lincoln County. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic. Beautiful day. Beautiful weather.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
You know, it is warm, but you were just telling me you actually kind of like it. You've been enjoying the weather, huh?
Oh, yeah. I love the heat. I could spend the whole day out, so I'd be great.
Well, I keep telling myself you don't have to shovel the 90-degree weather. So, and when it's 120 degrees cooler than this in 6 months, we'll be like, oh, that wasn't too bad. Brian, appreciate your time as always. Thank you for joining us. What's been going on down in Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County the last month since we talked?
Well, our downtown continues to revitalize. There's people building things and remodeling things and paint. We have the Chamber of Commerce, our new Chamber of Commerce, painted the Triangle Building. It just got finished yet. Where they're housed in there. It's a city building, but it's the cabin, and it's looking really good, I think. And they've also been working with some city funds on the inside to spruce up the inside just in time for Oyster Ridge, which is coming up on the 19th and 20th of July. And so we're trying to get everything all ready and in order down there. And I think that the other thing that we actually still have another city piece of property that's for sale. We just got an updated appraisal on it, and we're going to be advertising it for anyone that wants to buy it for economic development purposes can do so. So that's what I'm working on there on the downtown. But coming along, and people are investing in their properties and their rental properties. Actually on the docket, we have on Tuesday's zoning board meeting, we have a preliminary plat application for some multifamily housing that's coming up. There's also a new RV park, a little one that's being revitalized. It's trying to get a conditional use permit. So we're prepping for the future, but also there's current demand. So the rental market's going quite well for those who have rentals. I'll just say that. So
you know, Brian, we've talked about with Terra Power and the industry coming to Kemmer and Diamondville, but I mean, I get the sense that right now is pretty good. Like the future is here for Southern Lincoln County. You have these industries coming, and there's going to be growth with them. But I mean, just the knowledge of that has really revitalized everything going on already right now.
Yeah, I think the word is confidence. People have confidence in the economy and in the future of South Lincoln County and Kemmer and Diamondville. So we're excited.
This is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. What about you mentioned some of the multifamily housing projects. I understand there's also some other housing developments in the work, correct, with some developers out there still working on some things?
Well, there's actually, it's the same developers that are working on four different subdivision applications in a variety of stages. So so there's the ones near on the north part of the town. There's phase one of the Gateway PUD, which is pretty close. They're just working on some financing issues for the infrastructure, but it's 88 townhomes and about 50 something regular homes, lots, residentials. And then there's a phase two that they're trying to get their application done on for that same area. And so that's the second one. And then there's the multifamily housing I mentioned, which has, you know, and probably on the first stages of it, it's going to be 30 to 90 multifamily housing units, excuse me. And then there's also a truck stop application that was just submitted, which has for commercial highway area to put in a truck stop and restaurants and other items. I think you might have also been referring to some our Regency housing. Some people have bought the Regency. There's 66 units there, and they're currently revitalizing that with a crew of people. And I think they're trying to get that done this summer so that there's 33, where it was completely empty before, they're going to have 33 units. So, a lot of investment, a lot of activity. They obviously need to get moving because it's, you know, we have a short building season. So.
Yeah. Brian, you mentioned that the truck stop. I was actually going to ask about that and bring that up and see if that was still on the table. So tell us what, now that the official proposal has been submitted, what are the plans there and what are the goals?
So right now our staff is reviewing, our engineer and our planner are reviewing that, and they're trying to get what we call preliminary plat approval. They've already got a conceptual design of how the whole area is going to work, but and also they've submitted their construction design. So this time the developer is working a lot faster than previous developments and getting not only the application but construction designs. And so as soon as that's ready, and again, they get all their financing in place for the infrastructure for that, then things can move ahead. And I would guess that they're trying for spring for all of these things to get. So next spring, probably a lot of infrastructure building going on in the spring. So,
yeah. Well, Brian, appreciate your time and your updates as always. Anything else you wanted to mention while we have you on the air?
There's also a United Way fundraiser / sponsored by Williams golf tournament on the 26th. It's a charitable effort. So it's a Friday. I think you can probably still sign up for that. And I think that's the main thing that's going on, where our staff is just trying to make things green,
Yeah.
And we've got the blessing of having a river that we can irrigate from. So.
Absolutely. That helps. Yes, it does. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the Weekday Wake Up. And of course, as you mentioned, the Oyster Ridge Music Festival coming up shortly. So big things happening in Kemmer as Kemmer-Diamondville area. Brian, appreciate your time. We'll touch base again next week.